That's always been my nature. And I will probably shed a tear or two, crossing lines at a rest stop somewhere sunny, someplace new. And all these serving hearts need never to collect your spirits and roam from town to town, directing traffic with your eyes and dining porches and coffee shops all the locals love to hate. Cause that's my fate. And I'm increasingly disillusioned by my own attempts to pick up all of the pieces that I've dropped along my way. The more I think, more circles I turn, more dizzy I get. I'm up in my head and it never ends well when I get back out. All your sullen hearts, sullen hearts, all your sullen hearts, all your sullen hearts need never to collect your spirits and roam from town to town, directing traffic with your eyes and dining porches and coffee shops all the locals love to hate. I'm making a fuss, just flailing my arms, trying to be noticed. Too small to be humble, too big to be coy. The younger man up, too old to be a boy. I'm spilling my guts, I'm making a fuss, just flailing my arms, trying to be noticed. Too small to be humble, too big to be coy. The younger man up, too old to be a boy. And all your sullen hearts, all your sullen hearts, sullen hearts, all your sullen hearts need never to collect your spirits and roam from town to town, directing traffic with your eyes and dining porches and coffee shops, the locals love to hate. Cause that's my fate. That's
Sad Giants on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the dark side of the year. This is the Worst Little Podcast, and I'm your host, the Reverend Rory Dowd. Happily, I'm in studio with my good buddies, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Hola.
Chewbacca.
Yo.
Yeah. Dogwater Dick. And even Ian.
Yeah.
Good to have you all here, guys. But better than you, it's our guest, the Sad Giants.
Hi, friends.
Hello.
Jesse, where the fuck are you?
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Is this how it's going?
Oh, my God.
Come upstairs.
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
They hit the post.
Yeah.
They didn't even know there was a post.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Isn't it?
Oh, man.
It's not that hard.
But, I mean,
It would have been cooler if you didn't say anything about it.
God, I was so impressed.
No, that was pretty neat.
Yeah,
I heard the lighter flick in the middle of all that.
you know what's going on.
Your you guys Zippo. Know what that means. It's code.
Yeah, his Zippo, he's smoking his pipe.
Yeah. God, that was some behind the scenes ass shit right there.
That's right, Chewy.
I agree. It
always is.
Chewy from
hey,
the
folks,
past.
How you doing? It's been a couple weeks since I've been here. Hope you've been enjoying the show without me. I know I always do. Nick.
I do, too.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing pretty good.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, or Thursday, or whatever day of the week it is you're listening to the show.
Yeah.
In the future.
Happy Worst Little Podcast Day, listener.
Yeah.
Good for you to be listening right now.
Yep. Lucky
this
you.
Is your day.
Your friends from the Worst Little Podcast, thank you.
Amen. And hi, Chewy.
How's it going, Rory?
It's good. Yeah. Long time no see.
It's been a while, yeah. Every time I'm here, you're not.
Yeah. there's a reason.
Yeah, I hear you.
Has nothing to do with you. Uh-huh. There's just always a reason.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whenever the text comes out says, who's in this week, I say, I'm just going to wait till I see what Rory's doing.
Well, you'd be proud of me. The 1 week, it was because I had been doing manly things, and I hurt myself, like, with the roof.
Hurting yourself doing manly things is what I'm all about.
Yeah.
You drop.
Proud of you.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Good job. Roofing ain't no joke either. That's a real bitch. I don't even do that myself.
Yeah.
If you are roofing out there, do you have any suggestions for...
Hire young people in their 20s. Like, seriously, man.
And buy the meth.
Yes.
No.
Well, hey,
no.
I spent a lot of time
not advocate anything
around
like
construction
that.
People, and roofers definitely have a lot less to lose, apparently, than other people do. No offense to roofers out there. They know what I'm talking about. I'm a little bit out there. That's a crazy-ass job. Make plumbers look like a bunch of bitches. No offense to the plumbers out there.
Oh, shit, here we go. Hate mail.
Inside industry, look at the rankings between the different professions.
You know, when I plumbed, I used to listen to your show. Then I heard that shit.
Hi, Logan.
We do have a listener who's a plumber.
Yeah. I got a lot of good friends that are plumbers, and they do touch other people's shit for a living.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. I had a friend who was a plumber.
With or without gloves, depends on the guy.
Yeah, depends on who you're working for.
And he's all, hey. You smell that? I'm all, yeah. It's fucking gross. He's all, it smells like money.
Fuck.
That's a good association if that's what you can do.
If you're a plumber.
Yeah. If you're like a shit truck driver, that's a good paying job, but you got to smell terrible all the time.
Oh, yeah. What if you're like a porta
potty cleaner? Yeah.
Yeah.
I know a family that runs
a septic
service out of their house, and they all smell delightful. There's not a bad odor there ever, and they're constantly pumping shit. Like that's what they do.
Oh my God, some of those things are so terrible.
No, and if you've ever had to service or known anybody who's needed to service a septic tank, that's an interesting job. You got to climb right in there.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. If you have a septic tank, don't just keep flushing condoms down the toilet.
Oof. Somebody going to find that. 20 days.
You might ruin your cousin's wedding.
Oh, man.
That's dope.
Yes, it is, Riku.
Oh,
so we have a band in the studio, yeah?
We do.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a song, right, you guys?
Yes. This song is called Car Ballet. It is yet unreleased, and I've been writing it for like 10 years because I'm bad at songwriting. Until recently, I was like, I can finish this now. And it's is so, man, it's so good. I don't know what else to say about it.
Yeah, it's so good. Now
it's
play
so
it.
Good. Here we go. Nope, that's not it. There it is. I'm dissociating. Again. And I know that I don't look it, but I am drowning now. Today, I hate everyone and everything. Today. Thank you. least a page in your story.
Jesse, I couldn't hear you on the comeback yet.
Come on up, Jesse. I promise it won't be as long or as painful as last time. And then we'll have the interview, too.
Yeah. The interview?
Oh, yeah, this is just warm-up for the real...
I'm ready to start recording pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah, one of these days, I'm going to actually hit that timer button and start the show.
Yeah.
This is just throat clearing.
Nice. How long has this band been together?
Yes, in this configuration as Sad Giant.
As this configuration, we've been together 2013, because I booked the studio October of 2016. So it's been almost exactly.
Six years. I wasn't a part of that.
Well, I booked Jesse, and then you were in there for the second round.
Oh, yeah.
To finish up the EP that was only going to be one song.
Yeah, Jesse broke up with me.
That's not true.
I know. I'm just kidding.
I recruited you back in.
Yeah, I had nothing
going
on.
I didn't know any of the bass players.
It was awesome. And I heard Bobby's recording of one of our songs, or his song, Slow Down Baby, and I was hooked.
Oh, fuck. I forgot we had recorded that without you first. That's right. Yeah. Colin was doing the bass for that one.
What happened to Colin?
He was just the engineer in the studio, and he was like, don't play bass for the song. I was like, all right. He's like, I'll do it. Turned out great. I was like, oh, good. I would have just hit the root notes, and it's only four notes. So I really need like a good bassist and drummer behind me, because I'm like, I wrote this song. It is three chords, tops, no more than two at a time.
Yeah, hey man, that's all you need.
Would that be the Colin Christian?
Yes.
Good man. Colin. Good friend of the show.
Yeah, yeah. So I was way back in the Sound Saloon days.
Fucking rad.
I found him on Craigslist, like right when I moved to Reno, and I was like, I got a song. I had to record a song for this compilation for suicide awareness that was going on up in Sioux Falls that my buddies Brian and Hunter were putting on for their now defunct label that was called... what is it? Young, dumb. I think it was young, dumb, and reckless, or something. Dumb, reckless, and
I'm dumb and reckless.
I have to look in your eyes in order to concentrate.
And you're still young, laddie.
You're off something. Young, dumb, reckless.
You're on the uphill side of 40 still.
But yeah, so I went into the studio real quick. I was like, I got to record this song. Here's a bunch of money. Hire me a guy. Well, at first I was like, I can play the drums. He was like, no, you can't. We'll hire somebody. We'll get somebody in. I was like, all right. And then, it turned out decent. But then by the time Jesse got done with that, he was like, let's be in a band together. And so we had booked more studio time to re-record everything and get an actual solid little five-song EP together. And that
is our
eponymous EP, Sad Giants, that you can find on all major streaming and music-selling platforms.
Origin story. Yeah.
Did you have
one
to fight
CD.
Another band that was called Sad Giants?
No, thank God. We were the only one.
God, that's awesome.
That's a cool name.
It'd have been cool if you had to have like a fight with them of some fashion. With,
well,
like,
that's the reason.
In a back alley, snapping at each other.
Maybe
with small rocks.
You could call it Clash of the Titans.
I love some theatricality, so I would have fought for it so hard.
Or if there's like a rapper called Sad Giants who like just gets mixed into our songs as well. Like, you're just like listening to like our album and then a rap album.
His has like a dollar sign.
Oh, would it be Sad Giants featuring Sad Giants?
I would totally collab with another Sad Giants.
Or
I'll make my own rap persona also called Sad Giants and just really fuck with the algorithm.
I mean, you could be like the Sad Giant, you know?
Yeah. Well, that was the original plan, because this started as my side project for my original band in South Dakota, where I just wanted to learn how to write songs.
Happy short person.
Oh, it was gonna be the Sad Giant. I was gonna be by myself, but then I went to Facebook and just Sad Giant singular was taken. So I put a fucking S on it, and then that
it's yours.
Sucks to be that guy.
Well, because you don't want to fuck with that guy. He's having a bad day.
Yeah,
I was like, he's more sad than me.
He's tall and he's sad.
More giant though.
He needs it.
Staring at his feet so far away.
How tall are you, Bobby?
I am 6'8".
Damn,
that's too much.
Quentin, yourself.
6 foot.
6 foot even.
Yeah.
Flat 6 foot. He's right at the
and
edge.
And Jesse?
I barely made the band.
6'5". So.
It's not very
often. You're
kind of
dragging
small.
The numbers down there.
A little bit. He's starting pulling his own weight.
So like, if we can find like a guy that's 6'3", we can be like, all right, we got a nice
spread. I can wear shoes that raise me up.
Yeah, get some lifts.
Some platform
straight
boots.
Up like Kiss platform boots.
Yeah. I want the goldfish in the bottom.
And
I'll
just go ballet dead flats. Goldfish.
I'll everywhere. Get you, sucker. Yeah, I got you.
That'd be awesome.
So do you guys have anything coming up recently? You know, like shows, anything like that happening soon?
The only one I can think of is December 14th at the Library Tap House and Hookah Lounge. I believe we're doing a little pre-show thing for the Crawl. It's
Santa
a charity
Crawl,
event.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
I love it when people say the Library Tap House.
Yeah, you can't just say the library.
Because then they'll go to the library.
Yeah.
Downtown Library.
It has happened before.
I mean, yeah, the library has sponsored live music.
Totally. You can get beer at the library. Yeah,
but you have to play really quiet. Because everybody's reading.
Yeah. Like,
shh.
Not
in the bathroom or not.
The shows.
Like a silent disco, but it's like a silent band. You can only hear the band if you have the headphones on.
That would actually be kind of cool.
So sweet.
Yeah,
well,
like
the drums would
kit.
Be. The drums would really give it away. Yeah, there's just a drummer in the corner whacking the shit out of the drums.
Electronic drums.
Yeah.
You'd still be all tech.
How about they could put him in some administrator's office in the back?
Yeah.
Shove him in the basement.
Well, how like we do here? We shove him downstairs.
Yeah.
Downstairs.
Perfect. To the dungeon you go.
That's where drummers belong.
That's why I stopped being a drummer. I wanted to be in the fucking
Just fun. Kidding. Here's the money for the DoorDash. Now leave.
Oh, man.
Now I want Capriotti's. Jesse, take care of that.
Since you got to go back downstairs.
Jesse and Quentin, are you guys local?
I don't know about Quentin, but yes, I was born and raised here.
I moved here when I was 10. But I was born and raised in Nevada, so.
Okay.
Born
still
north of Vegas and then moved here.
Still battleborn.
Tonopah.
Oh, yeah.
All battleborn, battlebred.
Baby.
Yeah, what little town?
Like Tonopah.
Caliente, Nevada.
Oh, Caliente. You guys have a very nice train station there.
We do. Yeah. It's weird how that's why the town is there and then I end up working for the company. It's kind of weird.
Shocking.
Go figure.
Weird.
Very creative name, too, because it's hot down there.
Oh, it is. It's
there's
a
like
beautiful
a,
little
a
place,
girl's
though.
Prison there, they too, just, I think.
There is. My uncle works there.
Chewy works
in all the mines out.
Well, when I was a teenager, I heard that that's where the girl's prison was. I was like, I'm going to go to Caliente and hang out.
Do some conjugal
Wait for them to get let out, maybe become pet pals.
Yeah, maybe, you know.
It's co-ed now.
There's only so many girls at Wittenberg.
I remember when they'd have breakouts, and it's not a big town, so
I thought you meant
within
like
minutes.
With sex diseases.
Yeah.
No, they
breakouts at the boy and
it's
girls
prison. They're literally breaking out, Rick.
80% Hep C invasion.
Right. Everybody's
these girls arena are so stuck up. I want to go to Caliente where they're loose.
90% of the population has acne now, sir. Then a huge breakout across all cell blocks.
That is herpes, guys.
Fuck. Then you know, in Reno, in the 30s, men came here, like single men, to bang chicks because everybody would come here and get a divorce. Oh, and then they would just be like, you just stand outside of the courthouse.
Guys hanging out
and
looking for women to make bad decisions.
A woman just walk out. She's free for the first moment ever, and she'd pitch her ring into the Truckee River, and then you'd bang her.
So he'd have to come here for 6 weeks. And
while your buddy is down in the river
picking up the
fishing
ring.
Out the rings every day.
You know, your ugly friend has to have something to do.
Yes, so nothing has changed.
Right.
Yeah, the ugly friend gets the shit work.
Hey, magnets work, man.
I don't know what to say about magnets. I don't know how science works.
I don't know how magnets work, yo.
Science.
Too much ICP.
That was kind of a softball there. I was throwing that out there. Nope, nobody wanted to go for the ICP
fucking
grab.
Magnets.
How do they work?
I don't know.
And I don't want to talk to a scientist. Y'all motherfuckers lying and getting me pissed. Oh, I love that song.
There we go.
Bobby knew it.
The whole thing is green screen. Even the fans are green screened in.
Oh, man.
He just goes on like a 4-line part of the verse talking about how a pelican ate his cell phone. Fucking stupid. I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It's so easy to picture.
It's only worth a YouTubing. So you want to see my testicles?
Yeah, it's all right. I know all the words.
All right. So should we get to the quiz?
I could tell that Insane Clown Posse was a big influence.
I think it's time for the quiz.
Yes. Your music.
Where do you want the music?
I would like the music, and I am going... Not the Halloween music, the regular music.
Please don't say...
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world where our three victims are going to answer a whole bunch of questions they probably don't want to be saying on the internet forever. Yeah. Ooh. Don't think about that. Just answer honestly. Are you ready to play?
Always.
Yes. Yeah.
There are no prizes except for either the adulation or disgust of your peers. Mm. Hey. So my first question for you, it's still one of my favorite questions. I'm going to lead with it. Upon your death, Jesse, where would you haunt?
Where would I haunt?
Haunt.
Probably haunt my old high school, Wooster High School.
The Wooster, High.
Wooster High. Yeah, I'd haunt that bitch up.
Yeah. Just fuck with freshmen forever.
So, yeah.
Or would you help the freshmen? Would you be like a Casper the Friendly Ghost kind of ghost, or are you like gonna poltergeist it?
Ooh, good question. I'd probably just fuck with them. I would haunt my first and second wife's house.
Wait, I'm
still there.
So. Wait, is first and second the same woman?
Negative.
Just checking. Do they live together? Are they lesbians?
Yeah.
You said
my first and second wife's house, not
wife.
Plural.
Oh, I did.
So I thought, bigger story here? That would be so awful if they both left you for each other.
They did. Let's just say that's what happened.
Oh, God.
That's a way better story.
They're so much better off without you.
That's a country tune right
that
there.
That sounds
that's
way better
tune.
Than he's a giant dick.
Sad giant dick.
Bobby?
Oh, man. I think I would just go haunt, I just want to say like a boat somewhere so I can always be traveling.
Ooh.
You know, just traveling
ghost. That
could
be a Orca boat.
Like the Queen Mary?
Yeah,
or like one of those trawlers in ice boat fishing on Discovery Channel.
Yeah, you know, maybe like a gambling boat somewhere.
Yeah. Riverboat, yeah.
And they're just like, who's that weird ghost who looks like he's dressed in period clothing, but he has some... things off. Like, oh yeah, he died in like 2025. I don't know why he's
No, no, no. Period clothing, but like you've got a Kindle.
Yeah.
You're vaping.
Yeah.
I'm a vaping
ghost. While staring at an iPhone. Yeah.
Nick?
I was going to go with, damn it. I was so intrigued by your answers.
All right. Best burger in Reno.
Oh, man. Honestly, In-N-Out.
Like, I was like, I don't know, like everybody
it's good.
Was everybody
it's quality,
was cool
it's fresh.
On what's the one at the little the awful awful? Yeah. But I feel like that's just kind of gone downhill over the years.
It's more expensive. It sounds good.
It's not as good. Yeah. It's not as big. It's more expensive.
Awful awful. I still love you.
I do too.
I don't know.
Best burger.
It's between In-N-Out and Burger Me.
Ooh, Burger Me.
I like Burger Me. In-N-Out's my go-to. I won't eat it in any other fast food chains.
Is that everybody?
Nope.
No, I don't have any allegiances to this region.
But Burger Me's good.
I really like the little sliders they have in that restaurant on the second floor of the Atlantis. I don't know. I don't know. I just like to go there for their happy hour because then they just have like half price sliders and then their sexy fries, which are just like shoestring potatoes and a bunch of like garlic and Parmesan.
That's Bistro Napa.
Yeah, I like to go to Bistro Napa and just fuck shit up. Mostly just because I can use my comps. I love gambling.
It's all
a bad habit.
Wrong. It's Juicy's.
Oh, fuck. Fuck.
God
yes,
damn
it is. Yes.
Yeah, wasn't that
God
your guys' band?
I live like a block away from Juicy's on fucking Wells. You're
Juicy's
right.
Juicy's is magical.
I get chicken sandwich every
fucked
time.
Up. Suck.
I get
do.
A chicken sandwich
so,
every time. I've never had the burger.
So on the point score that I'm keeping here very meticulously, the bonus points you would have gotten for your previous answer are now negative points.
Yeah.
So
yeah, if you think of In-N-Out before you think of Juicy's, then
yeah, you just lost big time Reno points.
Okay, I got one.
All
right. I'm going to go with the Cadillac Kim question. If you could be two animals at the same time, which animals would you be, and what would be the top and what would be the bottom?
Or what would be the left and what would be the right,
yeah.
the front or
how,
back,
how
or
would it
however.
Be? Yeah.
Bobby, you go first.
I want to be an elephant, but furry like a bear.
Mm.
Like a woolly mammoth.
Yeah.
Woolly mammoth. Yeah.
I want to be an elephant bear.
But with less tusk.
With like claws instead of like the
yeah, I want just like giant fuck off bear claws. And I want the tusks and I want the trunk, but I still want
also,
the bear snout with a giant elephant trunk on it.
And the teeth, the bear teeth.
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I'm still carnivorous, 100%.
Shit, you're like, you want to be bigger.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not big enough.
I just, like, I already don't fit in the world. Like,
might
make me an oddity. Yeah, just fuck me up genetically. I don't even care anymore.
Quentin.
Yeah.
Your turn. Follow that
a
up.
Cheetah on the bottom and a penguin on top.
The bottom, you mean waist down?
Yes.
But you're just a fast-ass penguin?
The fastest flightless
no
bird.
No waddling.
It could probably swim really fast, too.
You got to get a lot of calories in that
every
little
penguin
beak.
Wishes
can
it was a cheetah.
Can sprint up to the sound barrier. Cannot fly.
Uses its tail so for torque for to turn correctly so that it can eat like one fish a day.
I think I'll follow Bobby's lead. I want to be like a giraffe, but have like some sort of trunk. So I can just like reach shit that's even higher.
Like, or on the ground.
Is your trunk as long as your neck? Like, is it just
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So like the neck, and then like the trunk just like comes all the way back down.
No, would you still fight like a giraffe where they whip their necks into each other, standing side by side?
I could have like a double jointed thing where I whip the neck and then whip the trunk.
And so oh, like yeah, wrap them with the trunk, and you can bring them back over the
right,
end.
Right. Like a bull whip.
Headlock thing going.
Broken nunchuck.
Terrifying.
I think so. That'd be kind of cool.
With crack.
Foot-long vertebrae. Fuck.
I like it.
Wow.
What's your question, Rick?
What is the age and circumstance of your deflowering?
All of their faces just dropped while they all stopped to think about it.
Like, I where mean, were you?
What
do
those
time
words mean in that order?
How oh, well, I've never you? Been married, so I'm still, you know, saving myself for it.
Oh, uh-huh.
Right.
Quinn, what about you?
Jesus loves you the most.
I was 21, and it was with the girl I met in Arkansas, and she came out here to see me.
Oh. Oh. Stay at your place?
You fucking
no,
import?
We took a little drive like up to see my buddy in Vancouver.
How did you meet her? Wait,
oh,
internet?
Man. You don't even want to know how that happened.
Okay.
Oh.
I
but anyway, a girl from Arkansas came out here.
Yep.
And you went to Toronto?
Took a trip.
No, Vancouver,
Washington?
Vancouver, Washington. See a buddy up there. We went and we stopped in some janky little log cabin motel thing, and that's where I lost it.
Nice.
Wow. Hey.
She was gentle.
Was that your first wife?
Sweet.
No. Almost. Almost. She almost made the list.
Well, that sounds nicer than most people's first
Jesse?
Time.
Yeah.
Yes. So in my car on Windy Hill, my 94 Acura Integra.
Oh, oh man, that's Reno as
that
fuck.
Is so
that's
Reno.
Reno as fuck.
17, we met working at Porta Subs.
Oh my God. This can't get any more Reno.
Dude, that was my first job, Mill and Kiske.
Shit, were your parents dude, were your parents dealers at Harris?
That's a good question.
No.
How
we weren't that well
any
off.
More Reno?
We were not that well off.
Shit.
Yeah, Windy Hill, dude, my 94 Acura Integra. And
wow.
It only worked once because then, like, I tried it on a different girl, and yeah, the cops came. And, like,
is it the same Acura?
It was that white one that you rode in a couple
you
times.
Know, oh. we keep getting reports of this dude with his Acura coming up here with these girls. Somebody ought to check that out.
None of the cops were like, nice. Give him a couple minutes.
No. Reno cops are dicks. Although
no.
Sparks cops are worse.
Yes.
Yes.
Reno cops are cock blocking motherfuckers.
They're not out stopping crimes. They're looking to bust teenagers yes. making out.
And or harassing me on Twitter. Anyway.
You guys are doing that's the best right. they can. They have a lot yes. to deal with.
All right. So what is your favorite sandwich in Reno? Going to piggyback off of Chewy
fucking,
here.
Oh, God.
Porta Subs.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's Nick.
I'm not playing.
That's Nick. That's
I thought
not.
That was Jesse. Who's got a... Oh, man.
Well, you threw out the Capriotis earlier,
Bob. Yeah. I do really there. Love Capriotis.
But that's so East Coast, isn't it?
Yeah, it's... I don't know. Like, it's very obviously here, like a Miracle Whip and like horse meat sandwich, but I just fucking... fuck if it doesn't hit the spot. Like, just yeah. 20 inches of wrong.
Yeah.
Dude, I love the deli, the Manhattan Deli.
Oh, open, Manhattan Deli.
That yeah. open-faced Reuben.
Mm.
I really like that.
I've gotten
I mean,
dirty
as much
on
as I hate going to the Atlantis.
Atlantis, yeah.
I've
yeah.
gotten dirty on some double-deckers, giving myself a little
man.
Staycation.
Or Beach Hut Deli. I like Beach Hut Deli.
Beach Hut's good.
Okay.
Pick one.
Manhattan Deli.
Yeah.
Does it matter if it's hot or warm sandwiches?
Doesn't matter.
No, what's your
no just what's your favorite sandwich?
I like warm sandwiches because I can't stand cold ones.
Fuck yeah.
But
Porta
Subs
a nice
got a
meatball.
Good meatball marinara.
Oh, God.
Okay.
All right.
I want that right now so bad.
If you all haven't tried it, Deli Town is the best
I was about to say the
Where's
correct
Deli
answer
Town?
Is Deli Town.
It is in a gas station off of, what is it?
Oh, fuck yeah, Moana.
Side of Moana. It is right by the best sandwich in town.
The ballpark hands down.
It's always packed. There's 100 people there, and it's a fucking gas station.
Yeah, it is amazing.
No, you're right.
That sandwich is the best.
Shit.
I feel like I'm losing major reason.
Yeah, I'm not you're from
really.
Here, so I'm not supposed to get any of these right.
I'm from here, so I'm going to pick all the casinos. That's local.
Do you want to go another round? Of...
Yes.
Okay.
Nah.
You want to get one.
Whoa,
you just,
one
you're...
of us has to.
All right, you're on a long-distance road trip with your favorite celebrity. Who's a celebrity, and what kind of car are you guys driving?
Someone else go first.
Oh, dude. Okay. I already know. I want to be with Paul Rudd.
All right.
And what kind of car?
What kind of car?
Let's go. You know, I like a little space to stretch out in, so I'm going to go like a 2018 Chrysler Town & Country.
Nice. Oh, all right. Minivan style. Okay.
Nice.
Quentin?
Modern comfort.
I actually want to hang out with Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, no.
Dude.
For a long time?
I think your personality is probably
you might die.
What if he's in the middle
in
of method acting for 3 straight years again, that fucking douche? Getting kicked off of Letterman. Ugh.
I want to do it in a bug.
That was awesome.
In a bug?
Do Joaquin in a bug.
Nice.
Oh, that's right,
small,
because you guys all watch The Joker. I'm like, he's had 2 good movies.
In a small confined space with him.
I would like to hang out with Anthony Bourdain.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And now I do
That's
have
a really good answer.
I do have a really pointed question. In his prime or as he is today?
Oh, that's man. What I thought. I'd be like, you'd be driving a hearse.
I mean, that answers the question, but no. No, like I don't know. When he was doing like
when he was alive.
When he was alive.
Yeah, when he was alive.
And having
like,
a good day.
And yeah, having a good day. Maybe not like on whatever drugs he was doing, but I don't know, dude. He seemed like a cool guy.
Or maybe
what kind of car?
Ah, that stuff. I don't know. Some like old, like
an Acura
boat. No,
old boat.
94 Acura.
God damn it!
It smells like 17-year-old sex. Yes.
Some old like
97 Buick LeSabre.
That'd be kind of cool. Yeah, no, just cruise.
That's acceptable.
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay. Trapped on a desert island. Who would you cannibalize first? Your mother, your brother, or your lover? Quentin, you go first.
A brother.
No question there. That was,
I don't
that
have
was
any
feature.
Brothers. I only have sisters.
Substitute best friend. Oh, sister.
Yeah, sister.
I wouldn't cannibalize any of them. My mom's not meaty enough. And if I were to take a lover, they would have to be meaty, so I choose them. I choose my meaty, meaty lover.
Would you like thick girls?
My mom smoked a lot when she was younger, so that would probably not taste very good. I don't know.
She's got a smoke ring in there, though.
I don't have a brother. Can I say best friend?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'll we'll take my best friend.
The bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Rick.
All right.
Or Chewy.
All right. Bobby, I know you're new in town, but you've probably been to one of these places. What's the sketchiest convenience store in the Reno Sparks area?
Great question.
Ooh, fuck. There's a 7-Eleven off of, where 4th Street kind of turns into Lake Prater. Right along that line.
Oh, yeah,
there's a 7-Eleven in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. By your Casa.
I don't think we've ever had that one.
Yeah, I like to go to that one. So that's how I know it's a sketchy. Yeah.
Is it even a 7-Eleven?
There's a lot of sketchy
anymore?
People in
it
that
is.
Area.
It is. Oh,
okay.
It's like a crossroads of sketchy neighborhoods that all come together right there.
And it's all like,
sketchy
it's all
Reno
lit
and
up
sketchy
now.
Sparks meet.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's all like lit up.
Really? I wonder why.
Ooh, it's safe. And I'm like, it's not, but I'll still go there. Fuck it.
They all hang out in the shadows just beyond the light.
Like, it's the closest Redbox, so I'm fucking going there.
I gotta get my movies, damn it.
Yeah. Oh, that's scary. You gotta stand
outside. Redbox, man. I don't have any cash.
There's also a liquor store, like, right across from it. Either one of those. Like, honestly, they're just that block.
Yeah. All right. Quinn?
What was the question?
Sketchiest convenience store in the Reno Sparks
Actually,
area.
I was gonna say the end of Sun Valley Boulevard. There's a 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, there is.
I've never had that either.
7th Street in Sun Valley.
Fuck
7
yeah.
Is
that's
absolutely
an interesting
sketchy.
One to roll into late at night.
Late at night.
Get
back.
A drink.
Man. I'm trying to think. I don't know. That one that's on 2nd and West is pretty shitty.
Oh yeah.
2nd and West Street, that old like liquor store.
Yeah, what, the Senator
library?
Hotel.
Right by the library.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the Corner Bodega. I always forget. I had to help my friend get there during our lunch. She's like, I gotta get a pack of cigarettes. I'm like, I'll come with you. And she was like, oh, okay. Yeah. It's this kind of place. I'm like, yeah, I know we're only going to
even
two
balance between
down.
Pimps from Oakland and homeless people from Reno.
Yeah, that's a real sketchy one.
Yeah.
All it's right. Like all of Lakeshore Avenue in Chicago rolled into one store.
Just buy loose batteries. I love it.
Yeah, right?
I did that. On Wednesday, I did that.
So like,
they were out of batteries
there.
How
can we make
there.
Any additional money?
Yeah. So batteries. $4 for a couple double A's. Dope. All right, cool.
I'll take them out of my Walkman and sell them to you. Oh, yeah.
Rick, it's your turn.
Ah, if you were using the porn to masturbate, if you were using the internet to masturbate,
the porn.
What
we're using the
if
porn
you were using
to
the
masturbate.
Porn to masturbate? What would a keyword be on a video that you might enjoy? Lately, mine has been interracial aggressive top. Go.
I think you need to share that nugget every week, Rick.
Just the weekly update of what Rick's spanking it to this week.
I'm going to go webcam because then it feels like it was made for me.
Oh, dude. Yeah. And you know what? Webcam feels like a victimless crime, you know? Everybody wanted this to happen. God, that's awesome. Okay.
For me, probably like babysitter.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's always
probably
good.
Like babysitter or like parents come home early or something.
Do you have children?
No, I have no
kids.
Nature.
What?
Oh, dude, I love you. Love the outdoor, like we're just like we're,
the outdoor romp.
Yeah. You know, I can't fuck outside. Like I just can't because like I'm so visible. I'm so visible. It fucking terrifies me. I always feel like somebody's looking. Like whenever I turn around, I'm like, that's a set of eyes. So, like, I cannot.
You have to get a ghillie suit.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a 7-foot patch of moss walking around in Reno with its dick out.
Yeah, go over so well. By the Truckee River. No one would question.
No one would notice.
God, that would be
right. You go
terrible.
To Oxbow Park, right? A little
so
clearing.
Turned on. Right
and then
now.
That clearing turns into just, you know, some writhing swamp thing.
Oh, man. Oh,
my God, that question almost killed Ian.
Oh, Jesus Christ, my eyes are, like, pulsating right now. Mudheaded, fuck.
Do you got one more, Ian?
Yeah, so if you could fight anybody, living or dead, who'd it be?
Fight Club question.
Classic. This is a stumper. Yeah, they're all staring off into the distance.
They want to make it good.
Yeah, they got to win the points, man. They just got rapid fire. And, then
and
that's
Jesse
it.
Needs to really make up some points here.
I'm lagging. I'm definitely going to want to fight an ex-wife.
Without saying any names, number one or number two?
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, because it's a singular. Damn. It's not a double.
Oh, man.
Yeah, which one of them is going to listen to this?
Number two, because they'd have a better chance of surviving.
I also want to beat Quentin's wife.
It would be more of a fair fight. I'm just kidding.
I like that old Dead Milkman song, Gonna Beat My Wife.
Jesus. That is the one.
That's actually a true story.
You know what? I think I want to fight the mountain from Game of Thrones, because me and him are like roughly the same size, except he's all muscle and I'm just like full of
that dude's
vigor.
A pretty bad motherfucker, though.
No,
right?
You don't fight
he can lift a 2-ton tree from the Middle Ages, and I can drink a lot. I'm going to duct tape some 40s to my hands and I'm fighting the mountain.
You can cut him up. It's hard.
He's so good.
Like, all right,
we
got to
give him some bravery points
man,
on that one.
I don't
I want him to crush my head.
Fight.
Just make it lopsided. Just fight Vern Troyer.
was he in his prime or?
I want you. I want you to kick Vern Troyer's corpse around.
Man, I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
Maybe a boss.
Would you say you're always fighting yourself, Jesse?
No.
Yo, he is.
I lost that fight a long time ago.
That is an acceptable answer.
I really have no idea.
That's fine.
Well, he's probably not going to win anyway.
He doesn't like to fight. I don't think.
Let's move to the rapid fire.
All right, rapid fire. Steak or lobster?
Lobster.
Steak.
Jelly beans or popcorn?
Popcorn. Jelly beans.
Popcorn.
All right, would you rather hit a jackpot for like $1,200 or get your ass kicked by a bunch of gang members downtown?
$1,200.
All right.
$1,200.
I haven't done the gang members thing. I'll do that.
Sorry. Time out. This motherfucker wins at gambling like crazy. Like,
oh, he don't even need the jackpot.
No, he's
that's
already.
That's why I got LASIK.
I hear you.
And how you paid for the first album that we recorded.
And how I bought my refrigerator.
Oh yeah, keep going.
Wow. God, your life is awesome.
Roof repairs.
He's literally a really like a
dude,
legit good gambler.
You have cold food. You can see. You get to work with Colin.
You have a face. For
damn
radio,
it.
It's
hell yeah. As soon as I hit another jackpot, I'm going to be missing a lot more teeth.
Okay, continue.
Ian.
Beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Beat up. Arrested.
Puke or diarrhea?
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea. Yeah.
Donkey or walrus?
Who wins in a fight?
Wins in a fight. Oh, the donkey. No way, the walrus.
Walrus.
Kick its ass, dude.
No way, dude, the walrus can't move.
What is the donkey gonna do? Hoof him? Turn around and kick him? The walrus is gonna swing around, just hit his ass. Knock his legs out.
Walrier quick. I'm just saying. Walrier quick.
We gotta make this happen.
Walrier. Gotcha. It's plural. Okay.
I know where to get a donkey. If you guys can find a walrus, we'll have a.
What if I just put on a Wilford Brimley costume and wail on a donkey with a bat?
Shoes or socks?
Socks.
Socks.
Shoes. I gotta go shoes. Sorry.
Shoes don't fucking fit me. I'm going socks.
Socks don't protect your feet.
AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Ooh. AIDS, because they have medication. AIDS.
Well, they have
connections. AIDS.
I can milk more sympathy out of cancer.
That's true. Oh. That's true.
Rick and Ian, rapid fire.
Ah, being gay is really great, and being ginger is really great. Would you rather be gay or ginger? Which one of those two great things?
Gay.
Can I be both?
Ooh, double down.
Gingers are hotter, that's true.
I'm already ginger.
Not boy gingers.
Well, you're already also pretty gay.
I'm both of those things, man.
Yay.
Grab my ass. Way to stand up.
Sweep the question.
All right, Star Wars or Star Trek? Mm.
Star Wars.
Trek.
Star Wars.
Elvis or the Beatles?
The Beatles.
Beatles.
John or Paul?
Paul. He's less of a dick.
Yeah, Paul.
So true.
Three Pauls. He didn't bring along Yoko.
All
right. Yeah.
Rapid fire.
All right, Luke.
Just
to follow that up.
Han.
No, sorry, Han.
Gotta go Han. Yeah,
Han's cooler.
You almost went for Luke, you whiny little bitch.
This is rapid fire. I'm getting nervous, man.
Yeah.
Ellen or Oprah?
Ellen.
Ooh. Ellen.
Ellen.
Fuck yeah. Fuck Oprah. Yeah. You guys are all right.
All right. I'm going to tabulate the scores here on the calculator.
Beep, 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 beep.
By popular applause with 10,246 points.
Damn, that's a lot of points.
Bobby.
Fuck. He got a
couple.
That so
he
good.
Got a couple of multipliers. Like, yeah.
It doesn't even go here.
All right.
Good job, guys.
So now,
clip.
Jesse, as much fun as that was watching you struggle and fail, we're going to send you downstairs to wow us with your drumming.
Banishing you back to the dungeon.
You did good, man.
Thanks. For real.
Nice.
He's going to go, like, just jump off the balcony now.
He's going to walk to the bathroom and just find a safety razor and just start going to town. Oh, yeah, I got to stand up now.
Yeah.
If we're going to plug stuff at the end, I want to talk about a show that...
Hey, how about you plug something right now?
Want to do it right now? Okay, November 15th for our listeners up in the Northwest. Reno Legends In Talks are going to be playing Tony V's Garage in Everett, Washington, November 15th with Little Easy and Yella from NWA and another rapper named Sugar Free from somewhere.
Awesome.
It's fucking In Talks if you're in the Everett area.
In Talks with Kenny C?
Yes, Kenny C. Brian Knopf. In Talks.
And they're playing with Yella?
They're playing in Everett, Washington, one of the most ghetto-ass towns you'll ever go to. Yeah, with Little Eazy-E and Yella. It's going to be awesome if you're in the area. Or just go up there. How much does it cost to get up there? Yeah.
Crazy.
In Talks.
HCSA.
Back. Still, still the talks.
Wow.
FSU Records. Legends.
Fuck
Reno Legends.
Shit up.
Yeah.
Look
into it. Check it out.
And speaking of plugs, while you're at it, we're going to plug our own show. We can't keep doing shows like this without the contribution of listeners like you. So please, check us out at Patreon. That's right, patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast, right?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. And then you can sign up to just throw a little cash our way, like in a tip jar and a hat if we were busking on the side of the road. Or you can sign up and become a monthly subscriber. And for the mere price of, Rick?
$5 a month.
You will get an exclusive content of every band that is on that show. That's right. An exclusive.
Yeah, they play a song.
Yeah, you know, a little bit of chit chat and
stuff. A little mini show.
It's a short little fun little mini show.
The biggest bonus of the show, I am not on this part of the show.
Ever. Ever.
Ever.
They could make fun of me.
Oh, we do.
And
mercilessly.
I would not know because I never listen to anything.
And the bands also always pick a real special song for the listeners.
It's really a pretty awesome deal.
It's usually
I look forward to it every week.
Better song that's actually than all the other songs they play on the show because they're most sober then.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually.
It is timing too. That's true. We are
so
live
please,
from the recent
thank you
class.
For all of our supporters who are out there, all of our current and future costume designers and assistant costume designers. We couldn't get through this show without the costumes you bring to us.
Yeah, I mean, everybody would know if we weren't wearing the costumes.
Right,
yeah.
Do you know who today's costume designer is?
Who's today's costume
designer?
It's
John Michael Gray.
Hey, John.
You fucking rule.
I thought so.
Thank you for making us look so good.
Fantastic in these sequins.
My heels are killing me, but I look fabulous.
Yeah, patreon.com, Worst Little Podcast. We love your support. Thank you.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you guys ready to play?
Totes.
My goats.
Yo, Jesse, give me a click.
You still in drop D?
Yeah.
Also, make it faster. These kids.
Loser.
I was following Jesse. Come on.
Oh, you had that whole Patreon plug to fix your shit.
I know. Sorry.
They were mesmerized by my elocution.
Yeah.
Okay.
As we all were.
Don't worry, we'll fix it in post. I'm just surprised you had any on.
That was so, that was so worth all the clipping. Fuck yeah.
I like yelling.
Come back up, Jesse.
Come on, Jesse. You can do it. I believe in you.
Well, while Jesse's coming up the stairs.
Good boy.
Jesse, grab a beer.
What's happening?
Some, I don't know that he
We have some events happening around town this week.
Ooh, go on.
So on Thursday, November 7th, we've got Loudest Folk with the White Hats, Mark Sexton, Matt Bushman and Cat Hart all playing at Picnic Pub at 8 p.m. So check them out. Should be the night that this is coming out. So go out, support your local people. We've
Picnic.
Also on Friday, this Friday, we've got Black Crosses, Basement Tape, and Engine Fire at
Basement
Jug Jugs.
Basement Tapes!
Fuck yeah.
At 8 p.m. And then we've got 9 o'clock on, 8 o'clock on the 9th. That's where I'm getting this messed up. At Davidson's Distillery, we have Posthumous and Cell.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so that'll be a hell of a show.
Cell.
Posthumous with the Glenn Osborne.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
so the Glenn Osborne duo. No, I'm blanking on who else is in that. But Posthumous, it's good, you know, trippy stuff.
Trippy jams, a little bit jammy.
Yeah, Davidson's.
And then it's going to be a great show. Sell, we're on the show month and a half ago, and they were just hilarious.
They're the ones with the Rick and Morty Rage Against the Machine.
Yes,
those guys were funny.
It was hilarious. So
good kids.
Yeah, so go check them out. Give them some support, and that's kind of. All that's really happening this week in Reno, been looking around trying to find more shit, and that's about it.
That's right.
Well, thanks for the scene report there, Ian.
Oh, you're very
man
welcome.
On the street.
Somebody has to be Kim when Kim's not here.
That's right. No, for real, because I'm too old and taking care of babies to
I don't
pay
know
attention
what's
to any of that shit.
Right. Nick.
To be fair, I just scroll through Facebook like, what the hell's happening this week?
That was always my method. Ha ha.
I gotta go. To
coming up
next
week on the show, we're gonna have Lincoln Skins and director Jamie Woodham, aka Ooh. New Girl, and a couple members of her cast from
shit.
Good Luck Macbeth
so
production.
Next show is huge.
Yeah, she's in the intern Hall of Fame
next
here.
I won't
at the podcast.
Here.
Good Luck Macbeth production of. I wasn't done with my introduction.
I'm sorry.
Mrs. Bob Cratchit's Wild Christmas Binge.
That sounds amazing.
Fuck, yeah.
It's going to be very exciting.
You know she needs a drink.
Yeah, and our new girl is the director of said show.
Aw, we very love cool. her.
And so, yeah, with the band, we're also going to have a bunch of actors, so it's going to be complete chaos next week. It'll be a lot of fun.
Holy crap. Huge show. Okay.
She also works on The X, listeners, so if you like Jamie.
Oh, yeah.
Jamie on The X.
That Jamie. She used to work here.
God, she's awesome.
And then
she's
got a real job and left us all behind.
Right. Yeah. Well, we don't pay anything.
She's right.
They do, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's coming up next week. I'm really excited for next week's show, too.
Very cool. Very cool.
Not that you guys aren't amazing. I want you to know.
Yeah.
We love you all equally.
Oh, wait, what? You guys, again, say again, when's your next show? The 14th?
14th December. Yep, the library. I don't even
the
know.
The library.
I don't know the other details. I think it's like a 6:30 show or something just because it's like.
Yeah, it's before the crawl.
The library only stays open so late.
And is it just you guys or is it going to be like more bands or is it just you warming everybody up?
I think it's us just like fucking around on stage and like kind of hosting the thing until everyone decides to just get totally wrecked and then they just like roll the DJ
up there.
So
for like 10 minutes, yeah?
Yes. We're going to play one song and we're going to do it half speed. So
awesome.
Now, you guys have a great, fun power pop sound that, like, I'd want my teenage daughter to get into, but absolutely would not want her going to any of the shows. It's kind of perfect.
I'm the wind, baby.
Oh, man.
Well, if you can't make our live show, we do have a couple music videos.
On the YouTubes?
Last one we just played, Cheap Carpet. We put that out as a single just after Labor Day. Jesse was in Greece, so unfortunately he's not in the video.
Because they had to record it that
day. Well, there was
were you in Greece to play or the country?
And he's not bitter. Oh. Jesse's not bitter one bit.
Not at all.
There was a dude on Reddit.
Had to be recorded that day.
There was a dude on Reddit that's like, hey, we got a long weekend. I'll do it for free. Let's just go fuck around. And I was like, deal. I was like, I'll take free music video. I have dumb ideas. So, yeah, I just got a bunch of coffee thrown in my face. And we recorded it over that last
Jesse,
song.
That's a great
The replacement
video.
Was easier to work with.
Yeah, you guys should check it out. It's real cool.
And it's one of the ones calling.
It'd be even better if you were in it, huh?
How was Greece?
It's a great video.
So, was being in Greece worth not being in the video?
Yeah.
Okay. Honestly, his Instagram is way cooler.
If I could live in Greece somehow and not die. I don't know. Yeah.
There's a lot of cool bands in Greece.
I didn't see any bands.
I bet there's
a bunch. No, that's not true. I did see a couple.
don't know. It was a pretty
cool rock
spot.
Bands and stuff.
No, they were like playing like mandolins and stuff.
Mm. They like olives.
Greek shit.
Yeah. Some Greek stuff. I don't
olives
know.
In your bread.
Cool. I know yogurt. G and C on a mandolin. Oh, yeah. We can go to Greece.
Yeah, gypsy dude, music.
It's a bunch of anarchist Kalamata olives flying around.
Kalamata olives, exactly.
A bunch of feta. I ate a lot of feta.
And pit
really
those
good.
Fucking things.
Did you have
ouzo?
Ironically enough, did not. But we brought back a little thing of ouzo, and we said we were going to drink it someday, but it hasn't come yet.
It's good. It's fine.
Yeah. I thought ouzo was an STD.
Ooh, that ouzo.
Went to Greece and got the ouzo.
That's a creeping crud.
Yeah. Don't go down there, baby.
All right. Well, I think we're going to go out on one last song.
All right.
Ooh, now, do we want to go another sad and introspective one, or
no.
do we just want to fuck shit up?
Yeah, fuck shit up.
Yeah, hold on. Pedal to the metal.
Love songs.
Pedal to the metal.
Oh, love songs. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, Quentin's shoulders just like slumped in resignation. Okay.
we want to thank This Is Reno as well, right?
Oh, yes.
One of our sponsors.
This is Reno.com.
Thank you. This is Reno.
Woo.
The journalism work over there is really good.
Fuck yeah.
Let you know what's going on in Reno.
I'm pleased to be checking out later here in November, on Wednesday, November 13th. There's going to be an open panel on podcasting at the Reynolds School of Journalism on UNR with panelists such as ourselves, Bob Conrad from This Is Reno, and a whole slew of other people. For Nick Ramirez, Josh Chubby Martin, Dogwater Dick, Ian... I forget your last name right now.
Laughlin. Like
Laughlin, yeah, with the G and the H. Yeah, it looks all weird.
Laughlin.
Laughlin.
If you really want to be a
yeah,
dick.
Ian Laughlin.
Rory, I think you start over.
Damn it, Rory.
All right. Four. Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, Ian Laughlin, Cadillac Kim. I am the Reverend. Oh, shit. And a fanatical devotion to the Pope. No. Four. Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, Ian Laughlin, Cadillac Kim, the Lord Strice. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying life is short and we love you. So good night, ladies. Here's a song.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
I don't write love songs. I'm not in a pandemic. I'm not sober, but I'm not wrong. I don't write love songs. I'm not in a band alone. I'm not sober, but I'm not wrong. Rolling down Main Street, answering all I've been just fired. And though you're the object of my desire, I just move along. Cause I'm no, I'm not a good fit. I'm the storybook ending with a romantic twist. No, I'm not. And I don't write love songs. That's not in a pander all night long. I'm not sober, but I'm not wrong. And I don't write love songs. That's not in a pander all night long. I'm not sober. A friend, but you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a. And my love song tonight.
Don't fuck any men.
Dog Wars Studios.
It'll be like having a Barbie doll crotch.
What?